Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message to be continued also next week, Knowing God's Will. It's a very serious subject, although I've tried to be somewhat lighthearted in the delivery of the message. And we were talking, it's something very, very important, not only to know God's plan that stretches as an overarching purpose throughout your life, but also the seasons of your life. And as a given example, if you were a parent, the focus is raising your children, but then another time comes when they're on their own, that another season starts. So, and God has particular plans for each area and each time or season of your life. I began this week by quoting a scripture, Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We looked at that in detail, but basically a workmanship requires the work of art. He's beginning something in us. He who began a good work is going to be faithful to complete it. And the works are good works. And He's planned them all that we should walk in them. Before we were even birthed, God had a plan for our lives. He had worked out all the details. And He wants a partnership with us so we can understand and find delight and joy in discovering what those plans are. He wants us to partner with Him. That doesn't just mean prayer. It means seeking His face and allowing Him to interact. As I said, one of the funnest things is when I discovered I could ask the Holy Spirit for His help in just simple mundane jobs. I mean, I'm serious. Even washing the dishes. You'd be surprised. The simplest, because I'm very time conscious, how to be more time efficient. I'm telling you, it has been a source of great joy to me because there are better ways of doing. You ask the Holy Spirit. You may have been doing something, I don't know, whatever you do, that you've done habitually for a very long time, and just see if there's some better way He could show you to do it. I challenge you. Give it a try. If you find some wonderful testimonies, write and share with me, because He's no respecter of persons. If He does it for me, He'll do it for you. All right, let's get on subject, okay? We're talking about the will of God, and I began yesterday by sharing we need to look about and have active faith and active trust, very similar. And so I want to share some thoughts, some concepts with you. And let's, trust is spelled T-R-U-S-T. Let's look at T. And I just began sharing about a triumphant attitude. And that's a strong word, triumphant. We always triumph in Christ Jesus. That's scripture. It's not just an exaggerated term I wanted to use. We're more than conquerors in Him. Greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. The Word uses some very strong language to assure us that our victory really is complete in Jesus. The Lord's issue is to try to get us to comprehend that's really true, that we really do have power over all work, all power of the enemy. We really do. And when we are submitted to God and we resist Him, beloved, the Word of God says if we will have those two things, He's going to flee. He's going to take off. And so, beloved, well, the thing is, some of us, we've been Christians for so long, we've heard so many countless sermons, we've read the scriptures over and over and over, but somehow we have yet to realize the experience of them. Part of it has to do with, are we just hearing it, or are we doing what the Word says? And if we really start to do what the Word says, just using that one scripture, submitted to God, resist the enemy, he'll flee. If we will do that, we will begin to experience, wow. I mean, you may be dealing, there may not be, and he's very subtle, the devil. I'm I've been going off on tangents all week, so you just have to bear with me. That's what happens when I fast. I'm harmless, but I just go out on many different rabbit trails. The point is, you can be you're not aware of any active work of the enemy, and there's something not necessarily going wrong, but you just don't feel that great. There's kind of an oppression over you, like a cloud of heaviness. Beloved, that's oppression of the enemy. In fact, some of you may be dealing with that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, and Father, you have not given us a spirit of heaviness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, standing on that scripture, Lord, we confess being submitted to you. And we resist Satan. We are resisting you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I loose the anointing of God to destroy every single yoke of heaviness. I rebuke that oppression in the name of Jesus. I command it to go. And Father, I pray right now the anointing and the glory of God will flood your people. Those who have been particularly oppressed, they just haven't been. It's oppression, beloved. And I thank you. We praise you right now. It's going, every bit of it. You're going to see things differently. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa. Experience it right now. Receive from the Lord. Receive that deliverance. Amen. Because we all go through it. Sometimes you can get up in the morning. You had a great day yesterday, and you get up, and it's like, oh my. You know, it's just like you're just staggering around trying to get yourself oriented. Well, call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Okay, well, let's move on. So it's important that we are actively praising God for victory in every area of our life, not just the areas that we may be tempted in, but that we can experience to be filled with God's wisdom, with His understanding. That's what Paul prayed for the Ephesian church, filled in the knowledge of the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus. The more we get to know Jesus, listen, He'll give you so many revelations, so much understanding, and He tailor-made for your own personal life. That's the cool thing. Yes, He'll give you profound understanding of scriptures that you never had before, but also in the little things of your life, and you'll be so very, very grateful. So we need to praise God for victory and be triumphant, knowing we have the victory. What does that word mean? Well, I never looked it up, but I'm not going to take time now. But I think we all know what it means. It means to triumph. It means to rejoice. It means to be happy. It means to be confident. It means to be secure. It means to have the right attitude. And this is true spiritually. He wants us triumphant in Him, in the knowledge. Not only, what are we talking about? The will of God. Also be to be triumphant, knowing that you are going to know His will, that He's going to lead you. And let me tell you, if you say, well, I don't know God's will for my life, pray for me, Sister Jude. Well, you can do that. Please, you know, send in your prayer request. However, where are you right now? You see, I have a correspondence ministry. I can talk to you straight over, well, it's over the radio, but I feel like I'm talking to you sitting at a table, you know, in your home over coffee. Praise God. I remember one sister, she's really sweet. She's in the San Jose area. I said, you know, when we get to heaven, I want to invite you to my house to have some tea. And so that's a tea date we have. So if that's true for all of us, what a time we're going to have. In fact, you know what? I think we ought to hold a party for Jesus and invite Him. Yeah, don't you think the UCM? All right, I'll behave myself. I see, I told you when I fast, I tend to be a little silly. Okay. Now, all right. So we talked about tea. Now let's talk about R. That's right thinking. And that includes, remember, as I started this week, we were talking about examining what's our motive in terms of knowing the will of God, whatever calling. What is our motive? Bottom line, it needs to be to give glory to Jesus. That's the first and foremost thing. And secondly, I mean, many people, they want to go into ministry. Well, they treat it like a job. They go to seminary, they try out, and it's like a job. I mean, it's far more than that, beloved. It's a sacred calling. It's a sacred calling. And so, but whatever it is, whatever your calling is, it's sacred before the Lord, not just the fivefold ministry. And so right thinking means we examine our lives before the Lord. We're not only our motives, is there any sin in our lives? And through the work of the Holy Spirit, we make sure that we are where we ought to be in Christ. And this may mean, just starting out, whatever it is, but if God has shown you an area in your life where you need deliverance, or you need more spiritual strength, or you've got unforgiveness in your heart, just ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to examine you, examine your heart. Is there something that you need to give to the Lord, to repent of? I remember, I just shared, what was it, the other day on the broadcast. I mean, there was a couple, and he was going on in ministry. God was calling the pastor. He was going to go to ministry school. And beloved, there was outright sin in his life. And I was aware of it. And it was, I mean, I thought, well, maybe he's just, you know, that's behind him. And no, it wasn't. So, you know, come on. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Well, that was my personal reaction, maybe, but I was gracious in whatever I responded. So whatever you need, we need to seek the Lord and ask the Lord for strength to overcome the situation. Don't give up and say you can't be victorious. And right now, I think I'm not going to go any further. There's more. We'll just go on next week. I invite you to listen. And if any time you miss a broadcast, you want to re-listen or rehear, or I share my testimony, I think it was on Tuesday, if you want to hear and you didn't, weren't able to tune in, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for years at a time. So you can choose the current broadcast you want to listen to. Anyway, what I shared was I shared my testimony and how that, you know, sometimes it is definitely a process. He gives you as much as you need to know. Haven't you found that to be true for the Lord? And he also gives you, if he gives you something, a directive, he wants you to follow through. If you don't do it, he may not give you any more directions. You know, have you followed what God told you the very last he spoke to you? And if we don't, well, then that's where we need to pick up. So let's pray. Father, you see many who are struggling with habits, with not having the right attitude. And Father, I take authority over the works of darkness. And Father, Lord, we command deliverance in Zion. You've come to set the captive free, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. This was the anointing on Jesus. This is the anointing you have given to your church, to your people. And Father, I release that anointing to open every prison house right now. Your people shall be victorious and delivered in Jesus' name. The announcer now is going to give you our contact information. I invite you to write. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,